The income tax has destroyed the concept of financial privacy. It has demolished the idea that a man's home is his castle. It has provided unlimited funding for politicians to wreck the lives and property. It has forced one-earner families to become two-earner households, leading to decreased parental supervision of children, loss of family values, and increased crime, promiscuity, and drug use. So long as the government has the power to invade our lives, rummage through our records, and take what it wants from our income, we will have only as much freedom and take-home pay as the politicians condescend to let us have. First, I have to tell you how the Word of God never ceases to amaze me. It covers every facet of life known to mankind, from how we are to live before our Creator, to how we are to treat each other, and how we are to address every situation that pertains to everyday life, and yes, even taxes. Now, before I get started here, lest one attempts to pervert my words, for the record, I'm not a tax protester. I'm simply just tired of the lack of accountability and reallocation of my tax dollars being spent where I have not delegated my representatives to disperse them. Charlie Reese was a former writer for the Orlando Sentinel in Florida for over 40 years, and when it came to his taking a last stand in confronting the establishment government, he named his last column, 545 people are responsible for the mess, but they unite in a common con. Now, keep in mind, friends, this column was originally published on February 3rd, 1984. He wrote, "Politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then campaign against them. Have you ever wondered why, if both the unconstitutional parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are against deficits? Why do we have deficits? Have you ever wondered why, if all politicians are against inflation and high taxes? Why do we have inflation and high taxes? I'll get to this in just a moment. You and I don't propose a federal budget, the president does. You and I don't have the constitutional authority to vote in appropriations. The House of Representatives does. You and I don't write the tax code. There isn't one, as a matter of fact. The Congress does. You and I don't set fiscal policy. The Congress does. You and I don't control monetary policy. The Federal Reserve Bank does. 100 senators, 435 congressmen, one president and nine unelected, might I remind you, Supreme Court justices, 545 human beings out of 325.7 million are directly, legally, morally, and individually responsible for the domestic problems that plague this country. And why? I add, because the American people tolerate it. He goes on, "I excluded the members of the Federal Reserve Bank because that problem was created by the Congress. In 1913, Congress delegated its constitutional duty to provide a sound currency to a federally chartered but private central bank. I exclude all of the special interest groups and lobbyists for a sound reason. They have no legal authority. They have no ability to coerce a senator, a congressman, or a president to do one cotton-pitting thing. I don't care if they offer a politician $1 million in cash. The politician has the power to accept or to reject it. No matter what the lobbyist promises, it is the legislator's responsibility to determine how he votes. Don't you see now the con game that is being played on the people by the politicians? Those 545 human beings spend much of their energy convincing you that what they did is not their fault. They cooperate in this common con regardless of party, which again is unconstitutional. What separates a politician from a normal human being is an excessive amount of gall. No normal human being would have the gall of Tip O'Neill, who stood up and criticized Ronald Reagan for creating deficits. The president can only propose a budget. He cannot force the Congress to accept it. The Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, gives sole responsibility to the House of Representatives for originating appropriations and taxes. O'Neill is the Speaker of the House. He's the leader of the majority party. He and his fellow Democrats,
not
the president.
We are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got up at 4:30 this morning, did a program with Tim Brown, morning show host of Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm telling you what, I love getting up early, folks. I really do love getting up early, but the fact of the matter is, it's, you know, I love getting up. The problem is getting up, and it takes me about 30 seconds to do that because I get in my mind, I'm not going back to sleep anyway. So we get up, we do this stuff, and it gives you an opportunity to get caught up as well, and maybe even sometimes get ahead of the game, and that's always a good place to be. Want to let you know that tomorrow we're going to be at the caravan and rally at the Minnesota State Capitol. As you're seeing on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. What you're seeing there, friends, are all these organizations that are coming together and confronting the issues, protesting, Protestant. Protestant has meaning, folks. We understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, Matthew 16, and it's exactly what these people are doing, is exhibiting their right, which is found in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, to say no more. And that's exactly what they're doing, and we're happy to be a part of it. So with that, friends, do check it out. Again, it starts at 12 o'clock. It's going to go till about 5:30. One more time, state capital in the state of Minnesota, obviously. And if you get some time to come out, please do. We'd appreciate you coming out there and showing your support for your own state and for your own people in this country. Because if we don't put a stop to what's going on, friends, nobody else is going to do that. And I'm talking lawfully, always speaking lawfully here from a biblical constitutional perspective here, friends. Also want to let you know, too, friends, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, there's 13 to 15 articles over there at sonsoflibertymedia.com that are coming from contributors from across the country, preachers, constitutional attorneys, ex-military, the list goes on and on and on. In just a couple minutes, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to pull up Dan Pilla. He is my big brother from another mother. And interestingly enough, we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on here. And as you know, from my perspective, I always want the resolve. So we're going to talk about some of the new things that are coming up. And I'm going to put it up as to what's going on here in this country. I'm going to put it up against our forefathers in the quotes that they established. Because John Marshall, Chief Justice during the time of the establishing of this country, said, "The power to tax is the power to destroy." And simultaneously, they all said the same thing in essence. They just worded it differently is all that they did. So Dan Pill is going to be joining us in just a couple minutes here. Also wanted to let you know that if there's a guy in this country that can help you if you have issues with the IRS, this is the guy to do it. We'll ask him about his testimony. You'll understand. He's Italian, too. He's Italiano, right? And if anybody's going to get a job done, it's going to be an Italian dude doing just that. So we'll get to him in just a couple minutes here. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, folks, I'm going to have Dan on for two segments. And after the third segment, I'm going to come back and I want to show you something that you need to see here, because we're seeing a reoccurring theme here. Do you guys remember when T.D. Jakes was put up on Time Magazine? Folks, he wasn't put up on Time Magazine by chance. No, they're looking for another Billy Graham, an ecumenical preacher, to go ahead and establish a global religion. That's exactly what Billy Graham and Franklin Graham are all about. They're controlled opposition. And if you read 1 Kings 13:33, you'll understand. And it's not them and them alone working with the Pope to do that. It's guys like T.D. Jakes. But I want to show you at the end of the show today the price that is paid, that these people have to pay. And I'm going to give you an eyewitness account of one of the victims that called out T.D. Jakes for exactly what he, calling him out for exactly what he tried to do to him in the process. So we're going to get to that before the end of the show. And in the meantime, I want to give you this poem before we pull up Dan Pilla, if you don't mind. And Dan Pilla is going to go ahead and explain some of this stuff when we get to it as well. And what am I talking about? Well, you know, I'm kind of talking about some of the things I'm about ready to read. Folks, my Zoom just went down for Dan Pilla, so I have to send him over a brand new link here. So I'm going to send this to him, and we're going to get going here. And I don't know why that happened, due to the fact that it's a paid prescription. And subscription, forgive me, prescription. ZZ, it's catching up to me, guys. It's totally catching up to me. Taxes land, taxes bed, tax the table at which he's fed. Taxes tractor, taxes mule. Teach him his taxes are the rule. Taxes work, tax his pay. He works for peanuts anyway. Tax his cow, tax his goat. Tax his pants and tax his coat. Tax his ties, tax his shirt. Tax his work and tax his dirt. Tax his tobacco, tax his drink. Sound familiar? Tax him if he tries to think. Tax his cigars, tax his beers. If he cries, tax his tears. Tax his car, tax his gas. Find other ways to tax his blank. Okay, I'm not going to say that on the radio, nor do I talk that way. James 1:26. Tax all he has, then let him know that you won't be done till he has no dough. When he screams and hollers, then tax him some more. Tax him till he's good and sore. Tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he's laid. Put these words upon his tomb. Taxes drove me to my doom. When he's gone, do not relax. It's time to apply the inheritance tax. I want to show you this. If I don't get through this on social media platforms, I want you to pay attention to all of these taxes that have been created to further enslave the American people. Folks, I have literally sheet after sheet after sheet after sheets of paper, folks, I should say, of the taxes that are laid on the people in this country. You go to the gas station, you're taxed. You go inside the store, you're taxed. You buy anything behind the counter, you're taxed. Your income is taxed. Then when you go to the grocery store, you're taxed. When you go to the clothing store, you're taxed. When you go traveling, you're are you guys all tracking with me? Yeah, just want to make clear that you are. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Hello. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs,
your background,
even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Is that better?
No, I'd probably blur that background. Hey guys, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I gotta just take this guy up. Dan, I always introduce you as my big brother because I really do feel that in a weird way. You can take it or leave it. It's up to you. But, you know, the fact of the matter is you are my big brother. I appreciate you. I really appreciate the fact that you're an Italiano guy, right? Because you're one of those guys that'll take it to the enemy. Right? Isn't that what the mob does, Dan? I mean, that's what they do, right? But will you do me a favor? You are the tax guy. And before we kick this off, I just want people to understand, and I said it before you got on the show today, if there was an issue that I had with taxes in the IRS, you'd be the guy I go to. I've referred you to friends on the West Coast, and they were extremely pleased with the response that you got from them. It was a radio show host friend, as a matter of fact. But folks, if you're having tax issues, this is the guy. This isn't an infomercial. Dan's my friend. He's my big brother, and I would go to him. He would be the guy that I would trust to do that. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. What I want to do, Dan, is kick this off. I got you for two segments, so we don't have to rush, okay? And I'll do my best to shut up and let you talk as much as you possibly can. But will you do me a favor and go ahead and share with everybody how you got into the business that you're in today and give the testimony so they can understand from your perspective as to how that took place?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a tax litigation specialist. And what that means is I don't prepare tax returns for a living, but I get into the act after the IRS calls the return into question. I deal with individuals and small businesses in the areas of IRS problems resolution, taxpayers' rights issues, and dispute resolution with the IRS. I got into the business as a result of problems my father had with the IRS. He had a small business in our hometown of St. Paul, Minnesota, got behind on his employees withholding taxes. This happened in the early 1970s, late 60s into the early 70s. In 1974, the IRS padlocked the doors on his shop. They auctioned the equipment off for a couple cents on the dollar. And then in 1979, they turned their attention to our family home and they tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability. And that's when I got involved. I got involved strictly as a matter of desperation. I was just a kid. I stepped in to help my mother solve the problem. I remember coming home one day and she was sitting at the kitchen table with an envelope in her hand, and she hands this envelope to me. It's from the IRS, of course, the letter. And she says, you know, what do you make of this? So I read the letter and I say, looks like they're going to try to take the house. And she says, what do we do about it? Well, I had no idea what to do about it. But what I did is I went over to the local law school law library. I started fumbling around in the Internal Revenue Code, not even knowing what I was looking for, Bradley. I stumbled onto an area of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS. And I start reading in this particular section of the code, and I didn't get five pages into it and discovered that the IRS was proceeding illegally to seize that home. And so what I did is I pasted together a Mickey Mouse lawsuit using the books and the information that I found in the law library. I sued the IRS in federal court. Before too long, I found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis in front of Judge Miles Lord. He's not with us anymore, but he was a federal judge for years in Minnesota. And I'm standing in front of this judge, and the IRS had actually flown an attorney in from the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. to argue to have my case thrown out of court. So here I am, I'm in this courtroom with this Justice Department attorney, and my mother and my family is there with me, and I stand up in front of the judge and I say, Judge, you know, this is what they're trying to do, and the law says this right here, and they shouldn't be allowed to get away with that. And that was about all I said. It was about that long and about that polished. There wasn't much to it. And so I sat down, and this DOJ attorney gets up and he starts blathering, on and on about court cases this and statutes that. And he's going on and on with this stuff. And I had no idea what this guy was talking about. I'm not sure he did either, but for sure I didn't know what he was talking about. But when he got finished, the judge looked straight at him and pointed at me and said, he's right. And he slammed the gavel.
Amen.
So I was able to stop the IRS. Now, Bradley, the fascinating part of it is in between the time my dad got in trouble with the IRS in the first place and the time we were in that courtroom in Minneapolis, he got involved in the tax protester movement, which was pretty strong in the Minneapolis area at that time. These are the people that believe tax laws are unconstitutional and that filing is voluntary and so on and so forth. And, you know, and so all of these people had tax problems and they're all looking for some kind of resolution to their tax problems. And they were either tax protesters because they had tax problems to begin with, or they had tax problems because they were tax protesters. One of the two, it didn't matter, but they were all in trouble with the IRS. And there was probably 100 people in that courtroom that day, and I'll bet 90 of them, 95 of them were my dad's tax protester buddies. And so they saw the judge, you know, slam that gavel. They heard him slam the gavel, and they saw him point at me. And so by the time I got home to my mother's house, they were lined up at the door. And they said, hey, Dan, can you help me with my tax problem? And I said, sure, baby, I'm undefeated. Let's go here. And so I literally had an instant practice helping people resolve problems with the IRS. And those two simple questions that I stumbled onto in my mother's case are the questions that I've applied to just about every situation that I've come across even to this day, 45 plus years later. Hmm. And that is, what is the IRS trying to do? And what does the law allow them to do? And often, Bradley, those answers are two different things. That the IRS is just not following their own rules when it comes to enforcing the tax code and carrying out the administration of the laws.
Yeah, I seen a documentary by Aaron Russo where he talks with the IRS commissioner, Sheldon Cohen. And Sheldon Cohen, in response to the questions Aaron was asking him, because he was simply asking him, where is the law? Can you show me the law? And, he, you know, his back was up against the wall, speaking of Sheldon Cohen. So he started speaking in Italian, threatening him. And because he said, "You, there's no one to help you. In other words, there is no code. And I think this is what the people in this country are sick and tired of. That's what he said.
Well, let me stop you right there. Okay. That is not accurate. There is an Internal Revenue Code, Bradley, which is passed by Congress. It is the body of law that we call Title 26 of the United States Code. It's colloquially referred to as the Internal Revenue Code, and it is a massive body of law. The Internal Revenue Code consists of more than 4 million words that were changed more than 6,000 times just since 2020, just since 2001 alone, just in the last 25 years, changed more than 6,000 times. The more accurate statement is that there is not a decipherable code. There's not an understandable code. There's not a simple code that is written in simple and non-technical terms that the ordinary Jane and Joe American can read through and determine
exactly
what they're supposed to
do. In essence, that's what he was saying, Dan. I don't know. I mean, now do you feel better about yourself that you kind of put my light out and kind of turned yours up a little bit? Did everybody get that? I want to make sure we all got that.
I only want to be accurate.
That's what, in essence, I was saying that he said.
Isn't that what Big Brother's doing?
Exactly. But you know what's crazy about it is that's what's around every conversation with the IRS is confusion. What is the distinction and the difference in distinction between the 70s and the 80s as to what you're seeing now with the IRS?
Well, the distinction now between the 70s and the 80s and what's going on right now is that we've got more rights in the Internal Revenue Code now that level the playing field between enforcement that did not exist in the 1970s and 80s. Huh. What happened to my father in the 1970s, Bradley, could not happen today. All right, where they come in with their red tags and they just padlock the doors and they send a letter off, an administrative notice that says, we're going to seize your house. They can't do that anymore. The law has been changed, was changed remarkably as a result of the 1997 IRS Restructuring and Reform Act, which, by the way, I was a consultant to the National Commission on Restructuring the IRS, which created all of those changes in the Internal Revenue Code that created these new rights that level the playing field. And so it's very, very important for people to understand that what happened to my father never has to happen to another American when you know what your rights are and how to proceed against the IRS.
You know, so what you're saying is this is good.
Oh, yeah, this is good. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That part of it's good.
Yeah, well, what part of it's bad then?
Well, what part of it's bad is the substantive provisions that create the tax liability. Remember, I said there's 4,000 words in the Internal Revenue Code. The smallest part of the Internal Revenue Code deals with tax law enforcement. Right? Levies and property seizures and tax liens and so on. That's the smallest part of the code. And frankly, that's the easiest part to understand. That's the part that goes through the fewest changes. The most difficult part is the substantive portion of the Internal Revenue Code that creates tax liabilities. This is income. This is not income. This is a deduction. This is not a deduction. This has to be capitalized. This has to be written off. You know, all of those intricate rules that lead you from the top line of here's my gross income to the bottom line of here's my taxable income, that's what's so confusing and so difficult for people to work their way through.
Okay.
Just for example, then I'll toss it back. There's about 6 different definitions of the word child in the Internal Revenue Code, depending on what particular provision you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, can't we have one definition of the word child? There's about 8 different retirement plan provisions in the Internal Revenue Code. Why do we need 8 of them?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you understand what you're working with when you're dealing with the IRS? Or is it arbitrary, like most people find themselves in a situation where they don't know their right hand from their left hand because the IRS set a code in such a way that they don't want them to know their right hand from their left hand? I got a hard break coming up, folks. We're talking with Dan Pilla right now. Tax Helpline or TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m.,
guys.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now you guys all understand why I have all these accolades and during the break where everybody's singing my praise, it's because I got a big brother like Dan Pillow that beats me down constantly in front of everybody. But folks, in all sincerity, he is my big brother. I'm pleased to say that. It's an oddity. It really is, Dan, when I think about it, that I can say that because I cannot really say that about a lot of people. When I get around you, it's like being at home. It's like being around family. And I honestly do appreciate that. And for those that have been listening to me for, you know, 15, 20, 20 some years now, from Salem to Genesis Communication to BBSNewsNow.com, know that that is not thrown out there. In a way where I'm endorsing or whatever the case might be, but you, I trust, I've always trusted you, and I pray that you don't let me down in any sense of the word, because if so, this little punk from North Minneapolis is going to have to drive out there and take care of the mafioso, right?
Hey, listen. I got cousins you never want to meet, so just be careful.
I appreciate you. That's what I'm trying to say. Here, let me throw something at you. Folks, we're talking with Dan Pillow right now from TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com.
And what I want you to get is this. I want to throw this at you, and then I'm going to propose a conversation that we had some time ago. And it was what Samuel Adams said. He was a son of liberty. He was a political agitator. He was exceptional at what he did, to say the least. You should read some of these guys if you haven't, and you probably have. My goodness, you need your dictionary just to understand some of the things that they're saying. But he said, if taxes are laid upon us without our having a legal representation where they are laid, we are reduced from the character of free subjects to the state of tributary slaves. And I think a lot of people feel that way. Now, in saying that, to kind of tee it up for this, I'd called Dan some time ago and I had said, Dan, are you seeing what's going on here? And of course he did, concerning what the state of Minnesota did by creating a new tax to throw on the people. They call it workman's compensation. And what I did is I kind of dug into it just a little bit further, and we asked our CPA, is it true that we have to pay into that because we are a ministry? I've never asked the state for a penny ever, not once, and by the grace of God, it will never happen. And what we found out is we're going to have to pay an extra $1,900 a year into the state, the IRS, so on and so forth, if I'm correct in stating that. And if we don't tap into those funds, Dan, do we get that money back? Absolutely not. And when I heard that, I called you and I said, you know what? Enough is enough. We need to take this on. And what we need to do is we need to confront the issue here, because they're writing themselves another blank check at will with our money without any accountability to the people whatsoever in the state. So what was your response concerning that information I just gave to you, Dan?
Well, what you're referring to, Bradley, I'm sure, is the Paid Family and Medical Leave Act that the state of Minnesota passed in its last legislature, the 2023 legislature. You know, Samuel Adams talks about taxation without representation as constituting a tyranny, and of course, he's certainly correct. And one of the indictments that the founding fathers laid on the crown in the Declaration of Independence, there were about 27 or 28 indictments in the direct declaration. One of them, just one of them, was taxation without representation. But I would argue to you, Bradley, that the only thing that's worse than that is taxation with representation. In other words, where the people we vote for that put in the legislature and that are put in Congress don't have the best interests of the citizens at heart, they have the best interests of the state. And that's what this program is all about, transferring money from those who produce and transferring it to the state and creating a state welfare program,
right,
where the state then distributes the money. And under this Paid Family and Medical Leave Act, what happens is this law allows individuals up to 12 weeks of paid family or medical leave for a single event, up to 20 weeks of paid family leave for what they call multiple events. And so almost 40% of the year, you as a worker can take off and get paid by the state through the taxes that employers and employees pay. Now, what happens is a lot of people think that this is just going to be government money. It's coming it's a 0.7% tax on payroll, and it's assessed at the rate of 3.5% against the employer, which you would have to pay, and then another 0.3% on the worker himself. So that's coming out of the worker's paycheck. So this 0.7% is money coming right out of your check for both the employer and the employee. Works just like Social Security, where it goes into the state to support this program that essentially says you don't have to work up to 40% of the year and still get paid by the state.
Yeah, so let's ask some real simple elementary questions concerning what we're talking about right now. First of all, do the said representatives in this limited constitutional republic of ours, do we work for them or do they work for us? Because I'm trying to find out, as we're speaking even now, where the definition and the outline found within the Constitution and its enumerated laws gives them permission to go ahead and start dictating small businesses. Where are they deriving that delegated authority from?
Well, they're usurping the authority.
Exactly.
Doing. Constitution of the United States essentially says that Congress has no power. And of course, we're talking about Congress now, not the state of Minnesota. But the United States Constitution says that the Congress shall have no power to abridge the obligations of a contract. So contracts are sacred. But yet the federal government steps in and imposes minimum wage laws, imposes these mandatory withholdings, imposes this mandatory insurance, and on and on and on and on, which the Supreme Court routinely states is constitutional. So the problem we have, Bradley, is we've got a judiciary that doesn't read the law and doesn't pay attention to what the Constitution is, and we've got elected representatives at both the federal and the state level that don't know or care about what the Constitution says. And here's the problem with taxation with representation. As long as you have ignorant people that are voting people into the legislature and into Congress on the promise that they're going to get some free stuff back from the government.
That's right.
There is no limitation to what these politicians won't put into place in order to, quote unquote, to get reelected by the forces out there that want something for nothing.
Yeah, well, and that just, you know, the first thing that I go to in thought, just making it a bigger deal than what we're even talking about right now, because this is at the local level, right, the state level. Even with all of these illegals that are being lured in, that are being incentivized, that the federal and state governments are telling them to come into the states and they're giving them $5,000 and $10,000 credit cards. That's our money. On top of treason, they're stealing the money out of the tax coffers, and then they're fueling these illegals and alluring them into this country. Not only that, as you well know, I'm sure, Dan, they're getting housing, they're getting cars, and the list goes on, and the American people are paying for that. I think it was one of the key things that you said, and that's exactly where I wanted to go to, and I'm glad that you identified that right away, is it comes back to the individuals in this country that are ignorant of the Bible and the Constitution and allowing them to do the things that they do today. If we have an ignorant Congress, an ignorant Senate, if we have ignorant all three branches or whatever case it may be concerning the capacity of government today, it's because the people are ignorant, and it falls back to the front door of individuals in this country. And that is one of those drums that I continuously pound on this show, Dan. It's called taking responsibility.
Right.
Yeah.
You're 100% right, Bradley. People don't understand the fundamental purpose of government. You ask somebody what the purpose of government is, and they'll say something like, well, it's to govern, it's to take care of people, it's to provide this or that, right? It's some activist view of what the function of government is. But the Declaration of Independence very clearly states what the function of government is. The Declaration says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that in order to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. So what's the purpose of government? Is to secure the rights to life, liberty, and property. Not to be your grandfather, not to be your babysitter, not to be your nanny, not to take care of you from cradle to grave, not to dictate what you can and can't do. Government is to secure rights by preventing the invasion of those rights by a third party through force or by fraud. It's as simple as that.
Amen. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States, said, "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance. And a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which gives knowledge." And that is exactly what I see across the boards. I got 2 minutes left with you, Dan. And yes, it went that quick, my friend. What is it that you would share with the people? What is it that you want to drop on us? And then give us your URL before departing, please.
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. I don't care what kind of tax problem you've been suffering with. I don't care how long you've dealt with it. I don't care what you've tried to do to fix it. I don't care who's told you you can't fix it. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And so whatever your situation is, there is a way to resolve it one way or the other. And I'll tell you, there's never been a better time to work with the IRS to get your problem solved if you know what you're doing. And so my website address, again, is taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, taxhelponline.com.
Dan, give me your number. Some people right now are actually talking about issues they're having on live chat. What is your phone number?
Yeah, the phone number to my office is 1 800 34 no tax, 800-34-NOTAX, or the website again, taxhelponline.com. If you buy any book off my website at any price point, you get a free consultation directly and personally with me.
I'm sorry, 1-800, just give me the numbers there, big guy.
Let me think. 1-800-346-6829.
6829. Folks, Dan Pilla, he's the guy to go to. We did not mean to make an infomercial out of this, but absolutely, I would say if you have issues, and I'm seeing you online right now, this is the guy you need to talk to. And again, he's tried and he's true, and he's my big brother, and hopefully we're going to be having some pizza before we get into Thanksgiving here, right? Isn't that going to happen?
Getting cold though.
It is getting cold. I can't do anything about that though, Dan.
Oh, that's true. We always have pasta in the kitchen, Bradley.
Thanks, man.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to highlight this because I got a short time left, final segment, and I always want to get the gospel in there or some short message, if not throughout the whole hour, concerning the gospel. And interestingly enough, this guy right here, T.D. Jakes, do you remember back in September of 2001, they were forecasting him as being the next Billy Graham. Do you guys all remember this? Yep. When you're being promoted by the mainstream media, they have some sort of agenda behind it. And you can rest assured, the people that they're using to push forth that agenda, they are extorted men. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you, folks. This guy is coming up all over the P. Diddy case. You guys are all finding out that the P. Diddy case, videos are coming out all over the place concerning the victims, the kids that are being trafficked through Hollywood. And they're also being trafficked for your information by CPS or Child Protective Services. That was the acronym. And one of the things that keeps coming out is anybody that you see on that screen coming out of that filthy, immoral hole called Hollywood. Do you realize, folks, that people are bringing the information to the light as to what we have been talking about for a long time on this show? They're all sodomites. They're all compromised. They're all filmed in action. That's why they do what they're told. Well, when you look at this guy right here, friends, you can rest assured he's a part of that problem. Why would Time Magazine promote T.D. Jakes as the next Billy Graham? Billy Graham was compromised and extorted as well, friends. I've got documentaries where things were talked about, where George Bush Sr., where Billy Graham used to actually skinny dip in the White House swimming pool. It came out during an interview by George W. Bush and Barbara Bush. And again, I'm talking about the senior. So things get weird, man. But you know what they are? Is they are the ones that are put in place as if to suggest that they're the standard. But what people don't understand is controlled operatives, controlled opposition, they're put in place to keep their subjects demographically and geographically in place. They're to keep them where they're at. And they put these guys up as if to suggest somehow or another that they are the standard. So for the sake of time, I want you to listen to this. This is Dwayne Youngblood, and he details a dramatic teenage experience. Notice he was a young boy, but he highlights a traumatic teenage experience with Bishop T.D. Jakes. Listen to this carefully, friends, and you will understand exactly what's going on as to what's coming through the mainstream media and who these people are and how they've sold themselves out to be those people that the mainstream media promotes.
Decided in one of the times he was there, it was going to be his birthday. I was able to convince my mother to let me drive her car as I didn't have a vehicle. I said, well, we're going to take him out to eat. I want to drive your car. And so we did. We took him out to eat. And it was decided after we were done taking him out to eat that I would be the person to take him back to his sleeping place, which at the time was, there was a lady named Sister Giles. She always wanted to house and take care of him when he came to that church. And so I came in there, drove him to eat, and then took him back to her home. Well, after taking him back to her home, he says, come on in, let's talk. You can't even imagine being 18, 19 years of age. This person is killing it, and they're saying to you, come on in, let's talk. And so I did. I went in. We sat down at a very long dining room table in a room that she had, and for 2 hours, it was unbelievable. Pouring of heart, crying, him talking about my father, we talking about these scenarios, and I inwardly just knew I had finally found someone who could get it. Someone who understood. I'm sitting at this table, and for the first time talking to any man, I got tears coming down my face because somebody gets me. Somebody understood what I was going through.
Now listen carefully.
Well, after sitting there and having this long discourse with him, I finally look at my watch and I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to go. I got to get this car back to my mother. She's going to kill me. So I said to Bishop, I got to get up. And I got up from the table. He got up from the table. He walked around toward the way I had to exit quicker than I got over there. And when I started to walk past him, he pulled me to himself, wrapped his arms around me and tried to kiss me.
Did you hear that, folks?
And in that moment, I literally died. I could not. I tell you, to this day, I can't remember how I got out of that place. But I remember driving home with all kinds of crazy thoughts and what in the world am I going to do now? And I finally get home, get in the house, get in the bed. I'm going to try to go to sleep. And I get to sleep and get up in the morning. And in the morning, I step into our bathroom and my home phone rings. My mother answers the phone and she says to me, Wayne, it's Elder Jakes. And I get on that phone. And when I get on that telephone, I can hear water. He is sitting in a bathtub. And in that thing, he says to me, without any hesitation, there's three things I need you to do. The first one is, when I come to Pittsburgh, you're going to be the only person I sleep with.
Can you imagine
that? The second one is, you can't sleep with anybody else because I don't want to give my wife anything. And thirdly, I will take care of you the rest of your life. I can't to this day remember how I got off that phone, but I do know I made a decision that I wasn't going to the service that night. And eventually I told my mother, I'm not going to go to a service tonight. She says, no. You know, we got a rule in this house. If we go, you go. I never told her what he had done. I went to church, and the most humiliating thing imaginable happened that night at church. Bishop Jakes, getting up to preach, speaks into that microphone. I'm going to ask young minister Youngblood to read for me. And after all of that drama of the last 24 hours, I had to read before he preached.
Okay, so folks, just
kind of close with Bishop Jakes.
Just again, so you understand as to why, in fact, he is being promoted. You need to understand this is what's going on behind closed doors. We're doing live radio right now, and I just want to do this. T.D. Jakes, P. Diddy, pitchers, and I just want you to see for yourself who his buddies are and who he's hanging out with, folks, because it is all over the place. T.D. Jakes is all over this. And this is the guy that they're promoting. Well, I can tell you why they're promoting T.D. Jakes, because he's compromised. Diddy is nothing more or less than a pimp for his handlers through one of these unconstitutional agencies to get these men and women in compromised positions with each other basically extort them. But at the same time, then they're promoted because what they've just got done doing is selling themselves out. Folks, it is literally all over the internet as a confirmation as to who this guy is. And remember, he's on Oprah. A lot of information's coming out on Oprah as well through these P. Diddy indictments. A lot of eyewitnesses. Folks, people are talking. They are talking about the gay rings inside of Hollywood and how they have to go through P. Diddy if they want to be promoted. Now, one of the things that you need to understand, too, when it comes to P. Diddy, you know, this pimp that they're using out there now that is being uncovered, just like Epstein was. It's interesting as to all the politicians that are interconnected with P. Diddy as well. And I just want to take a moment, if you don't mind, because I think people have some idea in their heads that politicians are out of sight and out of mind. No, folks, you got to understand. Here is, for example, Donald Trump with P. Diddy. There's tons of images. I can go to politician after politician. They're compromised and they're extorted. If they dare turn on the powers that rule over them, because they're now slaves as they've sold them souls out to the enemy of their souls, it's interesting that they'll be ousted. And for every level that they take up the political ladder, up the rise to fame, there is some sort of sacrifice that's taking place that includes themselves. And again, folks, this has been known in this country for a long time. And I don't know why people keep acting like it's not happening, but it's happening. Okay? Love you by what we do. I will talk to you in 23. And, we'll see you in 23 hours. I'll be at the Capitol tomorrow. See you there if you're in support.